Hey, Jason, are you awake? Jason, are you still sleeping? It's time to get up. It's your big day. It's your circumcision day. Isn't that exciting? It's not exciting. Oh, come on, it won't be that bad. It's just a little snip, snip. And then you'll be done. And then you won't have your foreskin anymore. It's kind of fun, right? Yeah, probably not. You're right. Well, anyway, Mom wanted me to make sure that you're getting ready. She's downstairs, and we just had breakfast, and she said you need to be dressed and in the car in like 15 minutes. Okay? You can't be late. Not to your own penis surgery. So get your butt up, sunshine. Let's get ready. I still need to change out of my pajamas and put on some actual clothes. And I need to pack some magazines and stuff for the waiting room. Of course I'm going with you. Mom and I both are. Did you think I'd stay at home? I wouldn't miss this for the world. My brother is getting part of his dick cut off today. There's no chance of missing that. I mean, no, I won't get to watch your foreskin get sliced and diced, but I'll get to see you in the waiting room, and I get to see how nervous you'll be when the nurse calls your name to go back for it. And while you're back there, and while Mr. Penis is being introduced to Mr. Scalpel, just think of Mom and me in the waiting room with our favorite magazines, having some quality girl time. Doesn't that make you feel a little better? Knowing that while you're having your foreskin chopped off, Mom and I will be relaxing in the waiting room, waiting for you. Oh, don't get so pissy. I'm just messing around with you. If the roles were reversed, you'd do the same thing. You have to admit it's kind of funny. Like, seriously, you have an appointment in 2 hours to get your dick operated on. You still can't see the humor, can you? Well, it's there, sweetie. I promise. And yeah, it probably helps that I'm a girl and I can't relate to what you're going through. I don't have a dick, obviously, and there's nothing down there that I have to get cut off. This is a total boy problem. By the way, Mom finally told me the reason you have to get circumcised. You got an infection down there under your foreskin? That's disgusting. Didn't you shower or clean yourself? You know, like ever? Seriously, that's gross. Well, I guess you're about to learn that lesson the hard way, huh? You didn't take care of your foreskin, so now it's getting cut off. Oh. And is it weird to know that Mom was the one who made this decision? Like, she told me the doctor said you could have used a steroid cream for a while, see if it would cure the infection. But Mom pretty much said, nope, we're not doing that. We're going to go ahead with the circumcision. Is that weird? Knowing that Mom's the one who basically sentenced you to this fate, to having part of your dick cut off? And she knew exactly what you'd be going through. She made your decision after researching stuff about teenage circumcision and talking with your doctor. So, after learning how unfun it would be for you and your penis, she still said go ahead. And then, after telling you what she decided, she scheduled the procedure right in front of you. Literally, it's like two women, Mom and the receptionist, talking about your foreskin getting chopped off, and you're just sitting there and you have to listen. That's so funny. I mean, it's not a big deal to them. They don't have foreskins, and soon you won't either. Well, all three have that in common: Mom, me, and you. No foreskins. Isn't that fun, sweetie? Well, I need to go get ready now. It's time for you to get your butt out of bed. Like I said, you need to be dressed and in the car in like 15 minutes. And if you had a few extra minutes, you might want to, well, relieve yourself one last time, since you won't be able to do it again for about 6 weeks. You look confused. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I don't understand. Oh, shit. Wait, I wasn't supposed to say anything about that. Mom asked me not to. I'm sorry, never mind. No, I can't. I can't tell you. Honey, I... Okay, fine, fine. Well, after your little circumcision, you aren't going to be able to, to masturbate. You aren't going to be able to, like, jerk off for, like, 6 weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks. No action at all. No orgasms. Your dick in the stitches and everything. They just have to heal. I know. That's a really long time. Oh, God. I actually kind of feel bad for mentioning it. Mom didn't want me to say anything about your orgasm vacation because she thought you'd be freaked out. She was right. But, seriously, you'll be fine. It's just 6 weeks, and then you'll be back to normal. Oh, that look on your face. It's priceless. Like I just took your Christmas and I crushed it under my heel. You're right, though. It's ridiculous. Just 6 weeks. There's no just about it. And you and I both know it. That's a long time. It's a month and a half. 42 whole days of enforced, painful celibacy. I wouldn't be able to go through with it that long. No way. Please, we're pretty much the same age, and I'm horny all the time. I can't even imagine. You'll be so frustrated and desperate. Do you think you'll still watch porn? Oh, please. Don't try to pretend. You don't wear headphones nearly as much as you ought to when the walls are this thin. Maybe you'll still do it anyway, just to torture yourself. You know, watching all those big boobs bouncing, that smack, smack, smack of rough, hard dick into all that hot, wet pussy. All those loud, frantic, Oh, maybe you'll get into the really kinky stuff. I'm gonna walk in on you, like, next week, and you'll be slapping your balls over tentacles and spaceship schoolgirls. Or little old grannies, you know, the ones that, like, kick grown men in the dick, and, you know, make them beg for it. Oh no, you totally would. I can just see it. Grinding your ass against your Xbox controller, almost crying, because, you know, adult babies can get their cock sucked off by sexy, half-naked nurses, but you can't. Not without hurting yourself so, so badly. Do you think it'll make you grumpy? I think it'll make you grumpy. But look on the bright side. I don't have any restrictions, so I can go ahead and get myself off over and over again until I'm limp and wimpy and spent. You know, just on the other side of the wall. You might even be able to hear it. Although, if you really, really beg me, I can try and stay quiet whenever I start taking out my toys or fucking myself with my fingers. I'll even try to remember to lock the door so you can't walk in on me when I'm sucking on my own nipples or with my skirt up around my waist so I can keep spanking my clit. Too much information, huh? Whatever, you're gross. 42 whole days. And you'll be thinking about fucking and fucking and fucking the minute you get home. I'm just trying to reassure you, there will still be orgasms enough for the both of us. Okay, well, sorry to spring that on you in the last minute. I guess you won't have enough time for one last FAP session after all. What a day, right? Surgery on your dick, followed by 6 weeks of total celibacy, right as you go through puberty. All those big boy hormones just screaming sex, sex, sex at you as hard as they can, and you can't do anything about it. Just remember, throughout everything, your darling mom and sweet sister will be right by your side. Oh, and my volleyball team is rooting for you. Because I told all those girls. Yeah, sorry. It just kind of slipped out during our last practice. One of them said her brother went through the same thing last year when he was your age, and she said it really sucked. For him, not for her. She said it was pretty funny for her. So, anyway, lots of people are thinking about you. I'm 100% sure they'll take good care of you when they see you. You know how nice girls can be when they want to. No more whining and complaining. Be a big boy and get up, get dressed. Oh, and say goodbye to that foreskin, because it's not going to be there much longer. See you downstairs, sweetie.